Now, in the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. In our story today, we heard about two battles that King David fought against the Philistines. Two battles. And they were very different. But they had one thing, one very important thing in common. And that is that the Lord fought for David, and David asked the Lord about the fight. Now the Philistines, you may remember, are a people that dwell along the sea, and they have a significant military advantage against the children of Israel and against David and his armies. They have iron. In this ancient world, iron was rare, and it was stronger than any other metal. The kinds of weapons that these people used were spears, and if they had a sword, it might have been bronze. And a bronze sword doesn't even hold an edge, and it certainly can't cut through iron. So the Philistines were the scariest army in the land. They were the great evil of the land, and everyone was afraid of them, terrified, because through their sea trade, they had iron. David was a remarkable king, but he was an even more remarkable general. What made David such a remarkable general was that time and time again, whenever he fought against the Philistines, he appeared to win because the Lord was on his side. His predecessor, Saul, often was told to wait for the Lord to tell you when to fight. And Saul didn't like to wait. He didn't want to wait for the Lord to say, now. You can imagine that Saul was an eager general, wanting to get into the fight right away. Think about this, a powerful force against you who really wants to destroy you, individually, you. They want you to die. They're looking to destroy you. That is the power of the hells. And they are arrayed as mightily as they can, completely against you. You might think, well, I can handle this. I'm strong enough. I'll fight. Let me at them. If you do that by yourself, you will lose. You need the Lord's help. So how do you get the Lord's help? Well, it's easy. All you have to do is ask. In the first battle, David sees the Philistines coming, and he asks the Lord, if I go up against them, will I defeat them? And the Lord says, surely, don't worry, go up against them, for I have already destroyed the Philistines. And David comes up against the Philistines, and the Philistines break apart as if a mighty flood of water has crashed through them. You can imagine the Lord and his angels crashing through the ranks of the Philistine army, and then breaking apart like water busting through a dam. David didn't really do anything. He just followed the water. This is the first kind of battle of temptation. This kind of battle, all of you can practice. This is the simple fight of following the water, following the truths of the Lord's word. So the first kind of fight is when a temptation comes up, like someone says, hey, how about we steal this candy bar? Or, hey, how about we be mean to this kid? Or, hey, how about we lie to our parents? Those are easy fights, because you already know to say no. Easy. That's the first kind of fight that David went through, an easy one. And that kind of fight is simply following the Lord's word. And you can do that. And the Lord, through those fights, is training you. It's like you're getting trained for the big fight. You can imagine soldiers going through training, preparing, getting ready for the big fight. And that's the second battle. The second battle is one of the last battles that David himself fights against the Philistines. And in this one, there's a big difference. The Philistines come into the Valley of Rephaim, and David sees them, the most powerful army. He has defeated them once through the Lord's help, but they've come back stronger and mightier than before. And now he asks the Lord again, should I go up against the Philistines? And the Lord says, no, do not go up directly against the Philistines. Go around behind them. Hide in the balsam trees. There's a grove of trees there. Hide your army in that forest and wait. Wait until you hear marching in the heads of the trees. So you can imagine David and his army waiting in this forest, looking down at the valley, this mighty army of Philistines, and they wait and they listen. And they can hear in the tops of the trees maybe a wind blowing across the trees and the trees rustling. You can imagine that they hear what they might think are the angels of the Lord coming in the wind, blowing across the tops of the trees. And they know that at that moment, the Lord has given the Philistines to them. And they rush out of the forest, down into the valley, destroying the army of the Philistines. This battle is not a direct conflict. David doesn't march face to face with the Philistines. And the Lord is telling you that in this second battle, this second, more dangerous, more permanent kind of temptation, don't confront evil head on. This is when you look at your heart and you see that some of these bad things, like lying or stealing or cheating, that you like them. This is a more deadly fight. When you realize that there's a part of you that isn't good, don't face it head on. Don't say, I will be good. You can't do it. Go around behind. What that means is to let the Lord protect you. The Lord is giving David advice. To go behind the enemy represents to let the Lord protect your heart. And how will the Lord protect David? With the wind in the trees. When you perceive the Lord's word in your heart, then you are ready for that combat. You can't fight the Lord, or you can't fight evil unless the Lord is fighting for you. Which means you can't fight the Lord through your heart. You have to fight it through his word, and he will change your heart. You cannot change your heart. Only the Lord can change your heart. And only through the truth of his word. So when you're facing that second battle, when you realize that maybe you are not a good person, which will come to everyone in their age, when they're an adult, so practice. At that moment, the only thing that can help you is turning to the Lord's word. So don't go up against that evil head on. Wait in the Lord's forest. Wait for the marching in the heads of the trees. That is the Lord's signal that you are ready. Hear this, written in the New Jerusalem and its heavenly doctrine about conscience. Now, you may already know what a conscience is. A conscience is that voice inside your head telling you that something is good or evil, true or false. And it really is a voice. The Lord's. Conscience is formed in a person from the particular religion in which he is, according to its reception inwardly in himself. So your conscience is formed when you choose inwardly to accept a truth. Conscience is formed from the word according to the reception in the heart. For when a person is acquainted with the truths of faith and apprehends them in his own way, and afterwards wills and does them, he receives a conscience. Reception in the heart means reception of the will, for man's will is what is called his heart. Hence, those who have conscience say what they say from the heart and do what they do from the heart. And they have an undivided mind, for they act according to what they understand and believe to be true and good. An undivided mind. Dwell in the Lord's forest. Study his words. Practice in those smaller fights and train. And the Lord will tell you when to attack. The Lord will tell you when he has given the Philistines to you. Listen for the wind in the trees. Listen for when your conscience is clear. And when you know that you are acting not according to what you want, but according to the Lord's word and his will. Amen. Thank you.